All right, this time we're going to do a blind, and I ask my wife to do the pours again this time, and I ask her to pick a little bit of a theme. So I do know that all of these are an añejo. She said, they're all brands I know very well. That's all she told me. So I'm going to line them up the way that I like them the best, and I like to see if I can figure out which one's which. So let's throw a nose on all of these real quick. So I'll nose through them first, and then I'll taste through them after that. First one on the nose. Nice caramely cooked agave, some citrus, a little bit of earthiness. Cooked agave, but it's a little bit different. It's got a really nice fruitiness to it. It's got a lot of vegetal notes to it. Something there's a little different. Okay, so number three. A nice little bit of funkiness. Cooked agave is really nice. Pretty peppery. Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, this one's really light. Cooked agave, a little bit of a peppery note. That's a really light nose on that one. And let's dive into this last one here. Okay, that's just straight strange to me. I get caramel. I get vanilla. I get them. I'm not sure what that smell is. That's an outlier. That one's got a weird smell. Now let's taste through each one of these. I'm going to go in the same order. One, two, three, four, five. Let's go with number one. Cooked agave's there. That sweetness is there. There's a nice barrel note. Kind of dries out a little bit in the finish. Some vanilla. The finish is really nice. There's probably 100 bottles of añejo. And to have a guess of what she's using, I have no idea. I know that I like this. This seems very familiar to me. There's a citrus that comes in there, kind of slides in after that musty barrel taste and that cooked agave, and kind of heats up just a little bit in the finish. So fruity. Okay, this one's got cooked agave. It's really fruity. It dries out my whole mouth. The finish has a cooked agave flavor in it. I get a little bit of almost like a creme brulee, like a burnt sugar, but with a very unique finish that is really dry, like this has been aged in wine. And this has got a very much a wine dryness in the finish. I like that. So let's taste number three. Cooked agave, that oakiness. I pick up a little bit of cinnamon, some citrus, a lot of minerality, and it's got a little bit of pepper in that finish. So this one is really good too. This don't know exactly what it is, but that nice funkiness turns into a nice creaminess. Here we go, number four. You know, this had a little really light nose. This one has some cooked agave to it. It has a lighter mouthfeel. It has a nice subtle sweetness to it, a little bit of oak. And this is just a easy, crushable añejo. Light finish as well. It does pick up a little bit of pepper in the finish. Not an over blowout tequila. All right, so let's dive into this last one. This is the one that's got some weird smells to it to me. Wow. Okay. Okay, there's a couple flavors I can't even tell you what they are. This one literally, to me, tastes like medicine. It has a really weird, stingy finish. I don't get any cooked agave. It's really sweet. I will give it that. It's got a very much a sweetness. It has an oaky taste, almost like maybe it's over-oaked a little bit. I wish I could put my finger on that smell. What I want to say is almost like a chemical that you'd, like a lacquer thinner type smell that I'm not used to getting in a tequila. Has a really strong bitterness too. I don't know what my wife did to me, but that right there, I do not like it. That may be for some people's palate, but number five is out for me. Okay, so this one, I have no idea. I have a couple ideas of what these may be, but I don't know for sure. Number one has all of the great characteristics of a good añejo. I can taste all of the barrel, the caramel. I get a great hint of citrus. I get that earthiness and some minerality. And like I said, this one is very familiar to me. And I'm going to say this was right now, I'm going to call this one number one. So number one, I'm going to say, is the best in the bunch. And then the next one that's a standout to me as a normal crushable tequila is going to be number three. I get that funkiness, some creaminess, some cinnamon in the finish, a light barrel caramel note, a light oaky note, a lot of minerality and a hint of like a creme brulee. So that one's gonna be number two. And number two is really complex. It has, I get anise that time, like a licorice in the taste. I got citrus. I get creme brulee, that burnt sugar. And I get this very familiar dryness. And I really think I know what these three tequilas are. And then, so it's hard to really, this one is so different. Where these two are similar in the way that they taste as an añejo, I'm still going to say these are two, so close to me. So I'm going to say number two, I would drink a little bit more over number one. And then I forgot about number four. Number four is easy to drink. It's way better than this, but I'm gonna put it as number four. So I'm gonna say 3, 1, 2, then four, and then this is number 37. And I'm gonna take a stab. I'm gonna take a wild guess. And two of these, I think I know for sure because I drink both of these a lot, and they're on my favorites or on my go-to list. As for tequilas I've had for a long time, I believe this is Valor Añejo. The funkiness in the nose is so noticeable to me of the smell. And I've been drinking a lot of Siempre 1414. So I'm going to throw that out as a guess. The next one is so complex. The dryness in the finish makes me think this is Cambio. I haven't drank a lot of the Cambio. I just recently have tasted through those and I'm working through those bottles. But this reminds me of the dryness of Cambio. And this one, I just have no idea. And this one, I have no idea. So let's do a reveal. My wife wrote them down in a book back here. This is the book I used for notes. It is a Four Roses Bourbon book. She put the notes here. Number one is going to be Siempre. So this is the new Siempre 1414. I don't know why I'm holding like that. You can't see it up there anyway. Number two is the Cambio. I can't believe I got that right. I only got it right based on that dryness and the finish. I haven't had anything else like that. Number three is the Valor Añejo. So I drink that enough to know. That's a fantastic tequila. Number four, Authentico. I would have never guessed that. I've only tasted the bottle twice, so it's not something that I've had a lot of experience with. Not like the Valor, where I've already had a couple bottles, and the 1414 Añejo that I've wrapped up a couple bottles. Those are so familiar to me. This was a good tequila. I enjoyed it. It's easy, super easy to drink. Number five, Calas Azul Añejo. Now, my wife put these together. The bottles are in many different areas. So let me grab these bottles real quick. Ta-da! All right, well, there's all the bottles. As you can see, this probably, if we had to have a prettiest bottle contest, you know, that is a beautiful bottle. But I have to say, the presentation of all of these tequilas are fantastic. They all have great looking labels, great looking bottles. And four of these are brands that I would drink all day long. This tequila here, thank you to Clase Azul for bringing me back to tequila when I wandered astray. Now that I've had so many great tequilas, this one really just didn't win tonight. Thanks for tuning in. This was a pretty fun blind. I got to thank my wife for putting this together for me. I went upstairs to work. I laid out five glasses and said, put together a blind for me. So she did. So I appreciate her putting that together for me. Thanks for tuning in. Great tequilas here. Siempre, the new 1414 is absolutely off the chain good. Cambio, some of the most interesting flavors I've had in a tequila. What's crazy is that one is 92 proof, and I didn't pick up that it was a higher proof. The Valor Añejo as well, 42 proof, did not pick that up at all. What gave this away really, honestly, is the nose and the flavor is so recognizable. Authentico, great new tequila to me. Not one that I've had a lot of experience with. But we've done a couple of reviews on, I think I've done the Blanco and maybe just the Blanco. I'll get a review out on this one, USDA Organic. And Clase Azul, thanks for being this sexy bottle on the table. Thanks for tuning in. If you have an idea for a blind that you'd like for me to do, put it in the comments. Let me know what you think of this one. This was pretty fun. Thanks for tuning in. Have a fantastic night.